Welcome to Equipped in Grace, where we talk about following Jesus in the chaos of real life. I'm Vinny Pizarski, and if you've ever wondered how to bring your Sunday faith into your Monday meetings, your parenting, your relationships, or just your everyday mess, this podcast is for you. So let's get outside of the church pew and get equipped for discipleship in the wild world in which we live. Today on the show, I want to dive into a connection or a link that's found throughout Scripture between loving God and loving others, and why those two things are so deeply connected, and why it's important for us as Christians to be aware of that and act accordingly. Let's start with the words of Jesus in Matthew 5, 21 through 22. He's talking to a crowd and describing to them what it's like to be in the kingdom of God and how things work in God's kingdom. He says, "You've heard that it was said to those who lived long ago, 'Don't commit murder,' and all who commit murder will be in danger of judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with their brother or sister will be in danger of judgment. If they say to their brother or sister, 'You idiot,' they will be in danger of being condemned by the governing council. And if they say, 'You fool,' they will be in danger of a fiery hell." End quote. Whoa, Jesus. Hold on. I think it's intuitive to most of us and to most modern humans that murder is wrong, and if you commit murder, you will be subject to judgment. But Jesus says, for those of us who are in the kingdom of God, even hatred could land you in the same predicament. Well, why is that? Why would these things be on the same level? Well, it's because throughout Scripture, there is a deep link between loving God and loving others. Let's take a look at some other examples in Scripture. The Ten Commandments, very popular, very well known. Love the Lord your God, have no other idols before him. These are the first four or five commandments. They're about relating to God and how to be in right standing with God, how to honor God. But the last five commandments in this top 10 of commandments are all about how to relate to other humans, how to be in right standing with your neighbor. Don't give false testimony about your neighbor. Don't covet your neighbor's house or covet your neighbor's spouse. And all of the other commandments in Exodus and Leviticus follow along the same lines. How to be in right standing with God, how to be in right standing with people, how to be pure before God, how to handle disagreements and take care of the poor. It goes on for quite a few chapters if you've ever read through those books. And again, this connection plays out in other teachings of Jesus. He teaches in the prodigal son. When the prodigal son returns to the father, he says, not only did he sin against his father, but he sinned against God in heaven. Which is kind of strange to me. Again, he squandered his father's inheritance. It seems like all the offense would be against his father. But yet, the prodigal son acknowledges that he has sinned against God by rebelling against his earthly father, which is one of the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother. The Golden Rule. Jesus says in Matthew 22, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your being, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as yourself, and all the law, and prophets depend on these two commandments." It's interesting, that passage in Matthew, because the person who prompted Jesus to say this asked him a question. What is the greatest commandment? And Jesus gave him two, because even Jesus could not separate these two things, love God and love others. Why is this? Well, it goes all the way back to Genesis 1 in the story of creation, where God creates humanity. And in Genesis 1:27, it says, God created humanity in God's own image. In the divine image, God created them, male and female, he created them. You see, these two things are linked, loving God and loving others, because humans are supposed to be God's representation here on earth. We are created in his image. It's an old way of saying, effectively, we are God's ambassadors. We represent his rule, his reign, and we are to distribute his authority upon the earth. We don't always live into this. That's no secret. Just watch the news for more than 2 minutes, and you will see that we are not always good at being God's ambassadors to the world. And sometimes we're not even that great at being ambassadors to our friends and family. And that's what I want us to think about today. Is that connection between loving God and loving others, because we're all created in God's image, regardless of whether or not we are aware of it. This is why Jesus teaches, to murder is bad, but to hate is also bad, because if you disparage the ambassador, then effectively you disparage the king, right? Think about that. If we're made in God's image, we are effectively God's ambassadors here on earth. That was the call of humanity that God gave us, to rule the earth and subdue it on God's behalf. That's all part of Genesis 1 through 3. The fall of Adam and Eve, right, is kind of the beginnings and a continual image of how we don't always do that. We choose to do things on what is good in our sight as opposed to what is good in God's sight. The root of all sin is effectively selfishness. We put our needs, our wants above others. And that's why things are, loving God and loving others, these things are so connected. Because to put ourselves above another human, even in a simple way, like cutting someone off in traffic, saying my time and my need to go where I'm going is more important than yours, is to elevate yourself above another human. But we don't have the authority to do that because we're all created in the image of God. And even if someone else is not acting like a good image bearer of God, that does not give us the authority to take that title away from them. God gave them that title. God gave them that position. It's part of their being. It's part of being human. Just as much as, unfortunately, in a broken world, being imperfect is part of being human. And we've talked a little bit about this on the show before, about being kind and patient with one another as we're all under construction. And it's just something I want to reiterate here and stress the importance of it. If we as Christians are not kind to the world around us, if we show impatience, if we show hatred, then we're really no better than murderers. That's the teaching of Jesus. Because again, if you aren't kind to the ambassador, if you treat them poorly, then the king probably won't believe you if you say you want to honor and respect him, just not his ambassadors, just not the people that he created. So that's really the food for thought for today as we kind of head back into the school year for those of us who are going to school or for those of us who have families. We get out of summer and into fall and into interactions with different crowds of people. Just remember that we are all created in the image of God. Regardless of whether or not we're aware of it as Christians, regardless of whether or not everyone is aware of it or acts accordingly, as Christians, we are to treat people as though they are made in the image of God, because it's the truth. This is why Jesus says, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you, because even though they're acting poorly, it doesn't change their status as image bearer of God. And the idea is that in acting honorably to those who act dishonorably to you, they might start to see something different. They might start to recognize that there's a better way to live and that perhaps they're acting out of line. Sometimes it takes time, but that's not for us to control. All we can do is love our neighbor as we love ourselves. As Jesus again teaches, whatever we do for the least of those around us, we do to Jesus, right? Whatever we do or whatever we don't do for the least of those around us, it's as though we haven't done that for God himself. So treat others kindly. Treat others with respect. And even in the most heated moments of our day, remember, we're all created in the image of God. So, Lord, help us to live like it. Thanks so much for listening today. It's been a pleasure to have you along. And I hope that this has been encouraging, eye-opening, maybe even convicting for you and your walk with Jesus. I know it has for me. I'll be thinking about this very much as I drive to work on the freeway tomorrow. Well, we'll be back again next week with new episodes being released every Wednesday at 8 a.m. So until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Bye-bye.